From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. It's no secret that doctors in the U.S. are spending more time and money than ever complying with insurance regulations. A study out last week found doctors spend nearly half their time on record-keeping and desk work, and less than one-third of their time with patients. Some primary care physicians in California and around the nation have gotten fed up. They've decided to drop insurance altogether and practice the old-fashioned way. David Gorn has the story.
This steel and plastic contraption may not look like much to you. But to Ann Caponio, who has trouble with her hips and legs, this is the sound of freedom.
It opens up a whole new world for me. It's wonderful.
It's a staircase lift outside of Caponio's home in Half Moon Bay, a coastal town half an hour south of San Francisco. The 69-year-old woman sits on a seat at the top step and is ferried to the bottom, like riding an escalator.
I tend to fall. I fell on those damn stairs once, and it tore up my left arm, but that was minimal compared to what the last two falls did. I broke my leg, and then I broke my back and ribs.
Physician Lorraine Page diagnosed the stair problem because she actually comes to Caponio's home and sees how she lives. Like right now, as Page sits in her dining room, fitting her for a blood pressure cuff.
It seemed like you could put that on yourself.
Mm-hmm. You want me to try it?
Yeah.
Paige was previously in a traditional clinical setup and says she never expected to practice in quite this way.
I started doing home visits just to fill the gap with my patients, and then I realized I liked it.
Paige is part of a new type of primary care provider in California and across the nation. These doctors see fewer patients for longer visits in smaller offices and don't deal with insurance. This trend of direct patient care started up a couple of years ago and has taken off, spreading among doctors by word of mouth. Dumping health insurance was the first step for her, Paige says, because it was such a drain.
We had six full-time doctors. We had seven full-time insurance people. So more than one full-time person trying to get reimbursement for the visits that I was seeing.
When you dump health insurance and drastically cut back on overhead, she says, you suddenly don't have to see so many patients in a day to make a living, even when she charges on a sliding scale. The benefits for her now? She ticks them off her fingers. No working all day and plugging away till midnight to finish charts. Almost no bureaucracy now. Doing the kind of family care medicine she was trained to do.
And I enjoy it a lot more. Let's not minimize that.
Primary care doctors are fed up. A 2012 Medscape study showed about half said they would not pursue medicine if they had it to do over again. Already about 3% of the doctors in the American Academy of Family Physicians have made the move to direct patient care, and according to the president of that organization, many are considering the leap.
For me, it puts the heart back in medicine.
Emily Scott left a large group practice in Orange County earlier this year and is breaking even now, just 5 months into her new practice. She charges patients $59 a month and keeps her overhead down to 10%, rather than the 70% at her former clinic. She doesn't make quite as much money now, she says, but...
The point isn't to become a millionaire. You're not going to be making leaps and bounds above what you would in a traditional system. But you can make a good living and you can practice in a way that really aligns with your values.
One concern about this new type of practice is that there already aren't enough primary care doctors in California to handle the patient load. And if a substantial number of them cut back, that could spell trouble, particularly for the underserved. And there's a question, says Lawrence Baker, chair of the Health Research Department at Stanford University, about whether people's health actually improves.
I hope you'll be happier, and I can imagine that there are cases where patients are going to end up better off because of that. But I think it's a little too early to know that every patient is going to end up better off because of that.
Back in Half Moon Bay, physician Lorraine Page searches for the words to describe what this has meant in her life and the lives of her patients.
It's lovely. It feels like a more real relationship. Seeing family members come in and out, it's true family practice.
It's an odd twist that Paige's current work is considered the cutting edge of primary care medicine when it also so closely resembles a 1950s Norman Rockwell painting of the general practitioner. But in this case, many primary care physicians are saying, maybe the past should be the future. For KQED News, I'm David Gorn.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.